get back.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mention this again. Looking at the Funny Bone schedule, funnybonomaha.com. Greg Warren this weekend along with Sean O'Brien. Danny likes Tramadol. That's just going to be fun to say. It's like a name of a band, too, doesn't it? At this point. And please welcome Danny likes Tramadol. Family comedy show. Not featuring Tramadol, happens tomorrow afternoon before your two adult shows that night, right?
Yeah.
And we only do this once a year. Yeah. So if you want to bring your kids out and let them see what you do as an adult.
Yeah. Oh, mommy might like Tramadol. There might be a mommy full of Tramadol in the crowd there.
Tomorrow, it's the early show, is the family show with Greg and Sean, for that matter. Yeah. At what time is that?
3:30 in the afternoon is that show.
Two adult shows tonight, two adult shows tomorrow night also. FunnyBoneOmaha.com with us this morning. And Johnny Beater next week. I haven't seen Johnny in a long time.
Funny guy,
been a while. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Hometown Johnny.
That's right.
Coming back.
That's right. And Mr. Craig Evans, who, by the way, thank you, Craig, for barreling through.
The champion, man.
Yeah, you are a champ.
Out of England, you may not thank me after this.
Have you?
Well, it is story to story.
Been awarded the Employee of the Month?
No,
because I believe it was. That
I was
girl
hoping
that got
to go my entire career That's without Megan. Ever getting an Employee of the Month. But after I got hurt and I would crawl around here like on my just my elbows, they decided to give me Employee of the Month, and I think you deserve it.
Can
I
you didn't turn get it down.
I should have.
I didn't get it,
but you. I could not turn down.
Putting up with it, buddy.
I think you got like $60.
I'm a big fan of Craig's and what he's doing today and all that, but I'd give it to that Megan girl.
Buy you the tea?
She does deserve it.
No, you deserve it. And you deserve any other accolade that we could throw at you.
You don't need no accolades. It's my coach and football coach. You don't need no accolades. That's your job, son. That's your job. You make a block, make a tackle, make a touchdown. Then we're going to shake your hand. Otherwise, that's what you're supposed to do, son.
I'm hoping your coach was a black man, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Sharon Washington.
That's a great.
You don't need no accolades,
Did
son.
You ever do that back to him?
No.
That'd be great.
Yeah, he was cool. I mean,
that's a great line.
You don't need no accolades, son. You do what you're supposed to do. I played the center. I only played 1 year, my senior year.
Oh, yeah, really?
I ran cross country, and I was tired of it, and I wanted to play football one year. And my dad was my wrestling coach, and that was tough enough. And he was a defensive.
Yeah, you're a physical guy. You can wrestle, obviously.
He was a defensive coordinator, and I did not want to play for him in another sport. I just didn't. I didn't want him.
Oh, so
I was limited to offense. I was 150, slow, can't catch. So I had to play, and, you know, so they put me at center.
Right.
And my dad, for fun, would put this guy, Delbert Miller, at nose guard in practice. And Delbert was, benched about 370 and ran the, 4.3, 40. Like, he really, really good athlete.
I think you're exaggerating.
I don't think I am.
I mean, he kicked your ass, right?
Yeah, just blew me up. And finally, Coach Washington came over and goes, son, your dad messing with you. But he didn't say messing.
Yeah.
And he's like, what you need to do, you take your helmet and you put it in that man's crouch. I go, what? His crouch, son. Take your helmet and put it in that man's crouch. That's what you need to do. That's what you suppose.
Yeah. That's a great. You still coaching that dude? That's probably been a while.
No, he was a great athlete, too. I think he played he played college ball, maybe even had a tryout.
But Craig needs the accolades, don't you think?
You don't need no accolades.
I know.
That's your job.
I know.
That's your job.
That's your job. That's your job, Craig.
I don't. Out of England, Josh Watson has a duck named Dave.
Of course he does.
Dave was mating with his duck friends, Dora, Frida, and Edith, up to 10 times a day. Josh noticed that the end of Dave's penis had died and took Dave the duck to the vet.
But the rest of the penis was alive?
Yeah. Dave was prescribed antibiotics and painkillers, and his owners were told to wash his penis daily before pushing it back in.
What's a duck's penis look like?
It's a little long, but it doesn't feel long. Okay.
Boy, Luke is on it today. I'll tell you what.
That's Tyler.
Oh, is that Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Push puts it in there, and I use it.
That's stuck too. Yeah.
Good. Bring that out.
Well, I'm calling in next week to hear that.
Colleen knows the answers to a lot of questions. That's what I'm trying to tell you here.
So they were told to wash his penis daily before pushing it back in because ducks, for a duck, it needs to go back in.
Yeah, Push told me that.
But that didn't help. Dave continued trying to have sex, and eventually they decided the only thing they could do was remove Dave's penis.
Oh, man. Oh. Just because the duck is horny? Dave's horny?
Well, it's more than that. He still has about a centimeter left. He can urinate, as ducks only use them for mating. Josh said he's doing fine now. He's quite resilient for a duck. The only downfall is that he's lost his willy. I think he feels pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
I think he's a nymphomaniac. He's got a high sex drive, basically, so I think that's what caused it. He tries to mate with his female companions a lot, every chance he can get. He says maybe between 5 and 10 times a day, maybe more. Josh added that most ducks calm down once mating season is over, but Dave never has.
Then why do they have to get rid of the penis? Just let him bang the ducks.
Because his penis died.
Oh, okay.
Remember that part?
You said they washed it and fixed it, didn't they?
No, I said they washed it, and it did not help.
Got it.
Do we need to start at the top?
Nope.
No. I got it. I'm following.
I think I'm following.
I'm not chiming in on any of this.
I don't want to get too into it. I did think Tyler was asking some legitimate questions.
Thank you, Greg.
Just tell me about the washing it before I put it back in.
Yeah.
Craig, you got to admit the story takes a lot of turns. Yeah.
No, I don't. No, what you have to admit is it's 9:35 on a Friday and nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
And I don't think a guy can be a nymphomaniac. I think there's a different term for that. Nymphomaniac.
You mean a duck?
Generally a woman. Yeah. But he's a male duck. Correct?
Oh, no. That has nothing to do with your gender.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Really?
Nymphomaniac is female, and like...
Google that, Bush.
Sateromania or something like that is a male. It is insatiable.
Well, then we need to take this up with Josh. Josh says most ducks calm down once mating season is over, but Dave never has. He says he doesn't stop throughout the year. Over the winter, he's meant to calm down. The ducks stop laying eggs, but he doesn't stop trying to mate. He just carries on. His female companions like him. They obviously sometimes get fed up with him and wander off. He does try at every available opportunity, and sometimes he gets turned down.
It sounds like the owner's just watching Dave bang all day. That's like a fetish for him. By the way, only the Brits can pull off the word willy, too. Did your dad ever say the word willy? Since your dad was British?
I'm not aware of it.
All right.
Dave is now being kept away.
Put your willy back in, Craig. Any of that kind of bit? You know?
No. Right. Dave is now being kept away from the other ducks to help him recover from his surgery. The couple keeps the ducks as pets on their lawn with an enclosure for them to sleep in at night. And the vet who operated on Dave the duck said some overuse had caused his penis to prolapse before he injured it, and it became infected.
You ever have a problem on the farm, Puss, with your ducks?
No comment.
Okay.
The vet said he basically injured the tip and had a wound on it that had gotten infected.
Man, you're right. I'm not thanking you after this story.
She says normally it goes back inside once he's finished, but it stayed out, and that's when it got bashed and stood on and pecked at and God knows what. Female ducks can be quite aggressive, and if they don't want his attention, then they'll peck at anything.
If you ask me, Rex, she's a very aggressive duck.
That he took. That sounds the like penis took the brunt of it.
Dave pays a lot of attention to this duck's penis.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Yeah,
I noticed just the tip.
Man, I have never noticed anything about
the Dave is watching the duck way too much, man.
Yeah.
And by the way, Todd is right. Nymphomaniac is a female term.
Male term is Wade Boggs.
Yes. Satyromaniac is a male.
Yeah, I think Todd,
yeah, Todd got that, man.
Yeah, he Googled it.
It's all Greek to
me. So now that Dave the Duck has had the operation, the vet said it's not going to have too much of an impact on him in the future. He's not going to be able to successfully breed, which isn't a problem because, you know, just the way he's kept on the farm, but he'll lead maybe a slightly joyless life in comparison to before.
Yeah, leave the duck's penis alone. I think I'd say
well,
that
it's dying.
Yeah.
Tallywhacker. Did your dad use that term?
No, nor Todger.
A tallywhacker.
Yeah, Todger's penis.
That's a good one.
Well, what do you call his penis? What did your dad call his penis?
I have no earthly idea.
Let's call him.
Next time he's in the studio, I'm going to ask him.
He said he imagines once he realizes what he's missing, he may be slightly more concerned. He'll definitely still try to mate. It's not going to stop him. But he's going to...
I think the owner...
He thinks it's not going to bother him too much.
He's paying way too much attention to Dave's to the duck's sex life.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's well, if the thing is dragging around and it's not supposed to...
He wanted another excuse to wash that duck's penis.
If the thing is dragging around and it's not supposed to, how do you not notice?
Do you need it washed again? I think he's a freak.
Wow. You non-caring sons of bitches.
I got the Craigs on my side.
Nah, this story really got to Craig.
Right, it did.
Jeez, like leave Dave the Duck and his dink alone.
Well, I would let him bang till it falls off. I wouldn't get it cut off.
I probably wouldn't.
You have fun till that falls off, Dave.
I wouldn't even notice.
I wouldn't even look at the duck's dink.
Even if it's just laying out there.
Well, we don't
know.
It's
not supposed to. Well, of course we know. Yeah. We just read the story.
How big could it be, though, that you would notice?
Because it's supposed to go back inside, and it wasn't.
And they walk. They're fairly close to the ground.
It's a little long, but it doesn't feel long.
Unless you're just down there on ground level.
It's my observation.
Yeah. I wonder how that duck's penis is doing today. I mean, you almost got to go out of your way to notice that.
I think so, too.
Brush your teeth.
He's not just whipping it out.
Take your vitamins.
Check out Dave.
He's flipping Dave over to check his penis every day.
Yeah,
I think he didn't have to flip him over.
Yeah.
Again, Craig said it would be great if there was art with this new
I think
story.
So too, yeah.
Yeah, and if you had like a 12-inch, you know,
I think
then
you
it would
could,
be okay.
You
yeah.
could do it at your kids' show this weekend. Tell the story of Dave
again,
the Duck's
that's
penis.
Not, that's not the kind of thing we're talking about.
I know.
About.
That's right.
I knew some people who had to take their dog in because his...
They banged too much?
No, it got stuck out.
Oh.
And, how'd they notice? Were they looking too much?
No, the dog was laying on its side. And
bunch of freaks.
It was a beagle.
Craig, apparently apparently I've never seen a duck's penis, and I don't think you have to look
for it.
Well,
if you could listen for just a second.
No, we did. We all did it. And they're all asking the same question. You're just yelling
no,
at me.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, Todd's on my
this
side
This is
here.
A cultural
I
thing, because his dad's British. And
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But I understand cancer makes you crabby.
I definitely get that. I definitely get that. And I know I'm probably...
So you missed the part about, you
cancer
know,
makes
they're
you
supposed
crabby?
To go back in?
I do like the cancer makes you crabby.
Actually, it's the radiation does.
Yeah.
I
they
imagine.
Say that?
Well, the getting tired of being sick does.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I know. Oh, I listen, if I
you're
was
no
you...
no listening if bunch I, of bastards.
If I was
just,
you...
wait, no, I got another story.
If
leave
I was
me
you,
alone.
I'd be lashing out at me, too.
Is that still bothering you, Craig?
Yeah, it's gonna.
I thought that was done.
No, you didn't.
And I'd pat you on the back some more, but, Coach...
Hey, Craig, man, I mean, I let the teeth thing go.
What do you say, Coach?
No, you didn't.
I was going to pat Craig on the back, but, Coach, what do you tell me?
I stand behind. No,
you don't need no. You don't need no accolades.
Oh, you don't need no accolades. Yeah.
That Craig, coach.
Craig don't
that
need
coach.
No
different coach.
And I agreed with that.
Different coach.
We got to keep these coaches straight.
You got coaches straight.
Craig, he don't need no accolades. That's his job, son. That's what he's supposed to do.
Coach, what was the first initial of his last name? Your football coach.
Oh, that was W. Yeah,
Coach W. Coach Harp and Coach W.
Just Dick Harp and
Dick Harp.
Dick Harp and Coach W.
Dick Harp.
Dick Harp stands behind Coach W.
Yep.
Coach Harp don't need no accolades. That's your job, son.
So.
2019 Game Awards took place last evening. I'm sure most of y'all watched that.
Like the new video games?
Yep.
No, I don't play them, but go ahead. What are they?
I was watching.
I've never heard of any of them.
They had some drone races, and I don't know how those guys.
I don't know how they do it either.
Follow the targets.
Here do I.
How they don't miss them every time.
Because and they got they just have goggles on, so it's virtual reality for them.
I don't, those, I don't
they're
know
amazing.
How fast they're going.
They fly through those stadiums. The one I saw about a month, 2 months, was the one that was at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Okay.
All over the stadium.
Yeah.
Just by virtual reality. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, they're in and out of the concourses and then back out over the field.
And up over, back through a side window.
Yeah, tight little turns. Yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah.
And those geeks high-fived each other every time.
They're seemingly going like 100 miles an hour.
That's crazy. Yeah. Doesn't need to be televised, but whatever.
Well, if they're getting ratings, it does.
I'm sure people are watching. Yeah, I watched it. I watched it. Yeah.
No, it was on like some Fox.
First of all, CBS
Sports.
I got up, checked the dunks dink, and then watched this.
Since when did you have a duck?
Now I'm going to
get one. What, are you a farmer now?
Now I'm going to.
Are you working out at Puss's Farm?
Am, actually. You know that. That's where his mom's at.
Game of the year went to Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good game. How did Space Invaders do?
Not in there. However, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate was in there, and Resident Evil 2 was in there as well.
Space Invaders do.
But the game of the year, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice.
Yep. Somebody listening to you, Craig, said, yes, that's a cool game.
They did.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Is that a computer game or a console game?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Florida police say they found the remains of a man partly eaten by an alligator. But that happened after his death. An autopsy report revealed that 45-year-old Mike Ford II died from a meth overdose before he was ripped apart by the 11-foot alligator.
Okay, they're able to determine that?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to get ripped apart by a gator, I would want to do it after death.
Yeah. Yes, I was thinking the same. When I read this story, I thought, you know, at least he was dead.
That was the correct order for those things to happen.
Yeah. Now,
does that somehow poison the gator?
Yeah.
If you eat a guy full of meth.
Well, the gator's dead, but it's only because they killed him.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So we don't know if he was buzzed or not.
No.
If the meth affected the gator.
Oh, yeah,
meth
had gator,
in any
that
way.
Would be like
a gator on meth would be dangerous. Yeah.
Maybe not.
A tweaking alligator? No, you don't want that.
It might be a little edgy.
Yeah, maybe he just gets really meticulous and cleans the bottom of the pond.
Yeah.
Leaves you alone.
Well, maybe that's why he was only half-eaten.
Chill him out, give him Tramadol.
Right.
Daddy likes Tramadol.
Brian's muling it up from Mexico.
I mean, usually when you're all methed up, you're just looking for more meth. So that's my...
But he died. This guy died.
But he got the meth by eating a man, so he...
That's the only way he knows how to get more meth.
Did the guy die near a canal and the alligator just saw him? I realize they're everywhere in Florida, but, you know, not just...
No, I think he died in the middle of the state. Alligator smelled it, went and got him.
All right. Well, don't be so bitchy.
That's what I'm saying, I think.
Just asking.
I'm just saying, that's what I think.
Cancer makes you crabby.
Nobody's saying the alligator is dead.
They never describe that when it comes to people with cancer, that it makes them crabby.
No, but they really do say that about the people around them.
Oh, we're not crabby.
Yeah.
Being a bunch of asses.
I blame Warren and O'Brien.
Hey, man, I let the whole tea thing go.
You did.
And I was wrong. Me and you are both going through some things, Craig.
That's right.
You want another penis story?
Yeah.
You sure?
No, Colleen said yes.
She didn't.
What else did she say?
I only want ones where the front part of it's dead.
Three holes, no waiting.
An Australian man lost part of his genitals after developing penile gangrene.
Oh,
man. Yikes.
42-year-old man had a mix of kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, led him to develop calciphylaxis of the penis. That causes a serious calcium accumulation in small blood vessels of fat and skin tissues. That led to penile tissue dying, also known as gangrene.
We asked for this, by the way, so I really can't yell.
The man underwent surgery to remove part of the tip, which was all Todd was asking for, which left him with a penile stump. Those surgeons were able to reconstruct it with some skin grafts.
Craig Evans is my hero. Yeah. He's been feeling like ass all week.
He's a champion,
and at the end of the week, he's still angry and pissed.
Is he like the duck and just wants to bang all the time now?
His condition has an overall mortality rate of 64%.
All right. I still think the guy was a freak with the duck. Otherwise, I loved all your stories. I didn't even love that one. We just disagreed on the duck's penis. All right.
A lot of elements.
No,
to that
no.
Story.
We just disagreed on the owner of the duck and how much attention
he
the
paid
owner,
way too much attention
yeah,
to
was
it.
Paying
right.
attention
right.
to the duck.
But don't
penis.
Get crabby. Don't
where are you guys? Where are you guys?
Don't make Craig crabby again.
Yeah, that's only because you can't. You're a bunch of no listening bastards.
Pay attention.
FunnyBoatOmaha.com. Greg Warren. There's a kids show tomorrow at 3:30. FunnyBoatOmaha.com. It's a family show, basically.
Absolutely.
Different than his other shows. You'll
don't
see
just drop them off.
No.
Yeah, no. It's. I mean, it's not like we're doing balloon animals.
No.
It's just material for the whole, for everybody. It's just appropriate. And then at the end, we do bring the kids up and interview them and let them tell a joke and stuff.
That's
like that.
Cool. Yeah. All right. And then the adult shows are adult by 21 and over shows
yes.
are Friday and Saturday. All right. And Sean O'Brien. Thanks, Sean. What's thanks, your Twitter guys. There, Sean?
That's Sean O'Brien.
All right. Greg Warren?
That? Greg Warren, yeah.
And Greg Warren Comedy is where you find your gigs?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you, man.
Great seeing you guys.
You man. Too, man. Tell the coach we said hi, all right?
That's your job, son.
And Dick, too. Tell Dick we said hi.
Stands behind you, boys.
Craig! All right. You're the man. You're the man. We'll see you tomorrow. We're just going to show up at Craig's door, and no, we don't know where he lives.
That's all right. I'll be here. Just come here.
No, I ain't coming to work. All right. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday live.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.